Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for April 12th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. Hey, programming note, I'm in for Rokan today. 720 WGN, if you care. Lots of Jussie Smollett hot takes from 3 to 5:30, right before the Sox game. Also, hey, our web team just informed me that we're now on iTunes. How about that? So subscribe there, like it, comment, or skip us and play the Nipsey Hussle Essentials. I don't care. It's Friday. Let's get to the stories. Loving the same stories over and over here. And the news today could have a byline of 2014. First, cops say a suspect, in this case a teenage girl, attacked them. And so they had no other choice but to drag her down the stairs, punch her repeatedly, and then tase her. And then the Sun-Times got the video, which contradicts that police report. CNN and all the outlets are picking it up. It's like every other town was like, we got to stop beating people up because there are cameras. And we're like, what cameras? Listen, I'm sure that the girl in this case was a troublemaker. We know that, right? We know the cops were there because she had struck a teacher and or a principal. We're not dumb to know the kid was probably not saying yes, sir, and no, ma'am, to the police. But the video is the video. And once again, it doesn't match what the report says. Okay, I think we're ready. Your microphone is set up, Mayor-elect Lightfoot. It's right here. Testing. The levels are good. 3, 2, 1. Right. Can't wait. The Cook County Inspector General is going to review the state's attorney's decision not to charge Jussie Smollett. If you read the Sun-Times, they say Fox requests Cook County IG to investigate. If you read the Tribune, it says Cook County IG to investigate. And they're both technically right, just one is more right than the other, if you get my drift. I think you do. And the city is suing Smollett in civil court to recoup the money spent on police overtime. Who pays the law department for suing Smollett? That's right. I do. I was thinking about getting Chick-fil-A tonight, and now I can't because the law department needs to get paid. I can't imagine if this goes through, though, right? All sorts of civil liberty issues at stake. The charges were dropped. So what's to stop this from happening on the regular to every other person who the police investigate but the charges don't stick, right? Also, how about suing bad apple cops? We're on the hook for millions every year in payouts and lawsuits. But yeah, 130 grand from Jamal Lyon. That's what we should be focusing on. And Ed Burke may be part of yet another bribery scheme. I'm no lawyer, and I'm no federal investigator. But my guess is that developers choosing the Burke law firm for their tax appeals, probably not isolated. Probably not the last case. Today is the day for eighth graders in Chicago to choose their high school for next year. I only go to schools named after sitting governors. Luckily, that is an option in Chicago. It was the last time, too. Which makes me wonder why there's not a Patrick Quinn Middle School or a George Ryan Elementary or possibly a Rod Blagojevich Alternative School when there's really no other choice. In weather, did I read it's going to snow this weekend? That's gross. In sports, the Cubs won the series against the Pirates, but they lost Victor Caratini for a couple months with a broken hand. Uh-oh, what's Damon Berryhill up to? We're going to need a backup. Or, I don't know, Joe Maddon, just play Wilson Contreras. It's just me. Kid's like 24 years old or something. The idea that you need to take 2 or 3 days off. I don't know. Yeah. The White Sox are in New York tonight. Good news from the farm. Zach Collins is crushing it. Luis Robert crushing it. Dylan Cease keeping people from crushing it. And that's pretty much it. Also, Tim Anderson and Fuego and Moncada. And that's everyone. So the Bulls wrapped up their season with the old John Pax press conference where he said, if we weren't injured, okay, then what? You'd be what, neck and neck with the Pistons? All right, give me a break. And finally, speaking of the 80s Cubs, pitcher Scott Sanderson dead at the age of 62. Damn, that sucks. Everybody loves Scott Sanderson. He was the OG Kyle Hendricks. Although he did lose in the 84 series, he was a huge part of my childhood. All I can say is, sorry to hear this news, and I hope you're playing catch with Steve Lake in heaven right now. Oh, Steve Lake's not dead? Oh, he's actually living in Sarasota? What about Manny Trio? No? Dickie Knowles? Thad Bosley? No? Warren Brewster? Mel Hall? Anybody? Gary Woods? Ah! Gary Woods! Oh, Gary Woods is dead? Well, I hope you, Scott Sanderson, are playing catch with Gary Woods in heaven right now. That's Lower Wacker Live for the 12th. Programming note, I'm on spring break! Yeah! Next week, blame it on CPS, not me. I'm out. I'm out this city, heading west for a little R&R. We'll be back with this podcast on the 22nd. Have a great weekend.